Philip Semple PX, if these are incorrect, today's date is 09/09/2022. Dictation is for. Hey. Okay, no problem. Dictation is for Miss Janisha Hollins. Hollins spells H-O-L-L-I-N-S. Janisha spells J-A-N-E-S-A-H. Date of birth is 09/08/1996. Next paragraph, this is a ...25-year-old obese female. Here with the following complaint. Number one, multiple lumps on her breast. Number two, painful intercourse. Number three, requesting consult with nutrition to help with her weight. Next paragraph, patient said she's also here to have a routine exam done, namely pap smear and her entire OBGYN exam period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph, review systems, all systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert, oriented, obese young lady. In no acute distress, her vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99%. Room air blood pressure is 138/87. Pulse 66. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.2. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is distended secondary to obesity. She has some mild tenderness in the left lower abdominal region, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, micros or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, up and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is polycystic breast disease. Assessment number two, enlarged left ovary. Assessment number three, obesity. Assessment number five, number four, dyspareunia. Next paragraph. Today we did an ultrasound. Patient, a circulation system. She also had reported a swelling on the left side of her neck, so we did an ultrasound of that region also. Ultrasound revealed only enlarged left ovary with no inflammatory characteristics, period. All other organ systems were normal. Circulatory systems were normal. Next paragraph. Labs were drawn. These labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, T3, T4, TSH, and vitamin D, hemoglobin A1C, and ferritin. Open parentheses, patient requested a ferritin check because she thinks she's iron deficiency, period. Next paragraph. And she was reassured and educated in her findings on ultrasound. She was advised that she should schedule to be here when my female counterpart is here, as she's more comfortable with a female to do her pap smear, period. The next paragraph, she was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation. Excuse me.